retirement. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hello, girls. We're thinking a lot about babies and children, and I talked about things of that nature last time. Do you remember who Billy Sunday was? Maybe some of you don't, but he was an evangelist, a great preacher. He had a sermon entitled, Get Out on the Water Wagon. Get on the water wagon. It was against the sin of strong drink. He had famous song leaders like Homer Rhoda Heber and a man named Clark. Once they were in the midst of a large meeting, and Mr. Clark had just introduced Mr. Sunday, when a man rushed in the rear door and down the aisle. He held high a newspaper listing the news that one of Billy's sons had been arrested in Chicago. The offense was a drunken brawl. The man rushed to the pulpit and, for some unknown reason, shoved the paper up into the evangelist's face. Mr. Sunday pushed it aside and began to stagger. The man blurted out the news carried in the print. The famous preacher reeled and stumbled, grabbing hold of the pulpit lectern. He cried, I'm going. I'm going. Is there anyone here who will accept Christ before I die? The song leader, Mr. Clark, rushed to his assistance and took hold of his hand. Billy thought it was an inquiring convert. He said, Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. They lifted Mr. Sunday from the platform and rushed him to the train and to the hospital. Billy Sunday recovered, but he never again held the great meetings he had known. Broken and battered in body and spirit, Mr. Sunday succumbed. His boy put him out of the ministry. His boy put him out of the ministry. So the Bible says, train them up. And it says, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And I'm told in the original, it means to make the child do right, do right, do right. You are remiss as a parent if you do not chastise your children. You will sooner or later have to do it. You will have to take your little boy and that fellow that looks like you, or your pretty little girl that resembles the pretty girl you married and called wife, and you are going to have to say something like this. Buddy or honey, you are a part of this home, and we sure are glad and thrilled to have you. You came to us in answer to prayer. Your mother and I asked God to give us you. Now in this home we belong to God, and we want to live for the Lord, all of us including you. We are intent that you do right, and you have done that right today. Today you, and you name the name of the child, and so I must punish you. And then you enforce that with the paddle or whatever you use to spank him. I didn't say beat him, but to discipline him. I'm reading from a booklet called In Your Hands by Reverend Frank J. Culk. And it is terrible. I remember hearing about Billy Sunday and Ma Sunday. I used to go to the Pacific Garden Mission when I was in Bible school, where the drunk people would come in and they would preach the gospel there. And the Pacific Garden Mission is a very big mission down there now. And I remember seeing pictures of Billy and Ma Sunday on the wall. And Ma Sunday was out there preaching to people, and she should have been preaching, but she was talking to people about the Lord. And all the while, her own children were perishing as far as spiritual life is concerned. And I heard the same thing about Mr. Moody. I went to Moody Bible Institute, and he was a wonderful evangelist, and many people got saved. But he was gone all the time, and his children did not grow up to love the Lord Jesus Christ. And some of the schools, the school might have been Moody Bible Institute went on. It's New Evangelical now, but that's a different story. But Mr. Moody founded Northfield Schools in Northfield, Massachusetts, and they were founded, they were grounded as good Bible-believing schools for boys and for girls, but they have gone apostate. If you do not stay home with your children and take care of your children, you're going way too much. Your children are going to go to pot, so to speak. And last time I talked against daycare. I am against daycare. If your husband is sick, or if your husband has left you, or if your husband has died, I can somehow understand daycare. I'm thinking of Mrs. Shirley, that I knew from the church in Great North Baptist Church back in Ohio, where I grew up, the church when my husband and I got married, in a little church. And I'm thinking how her husband died when he was running out in the yard playing with his children. He just died. And she did not have daycare, and she had no money, and it was not a real prosperous time in this country. And she was a poor widow with five little children. Little children. We do not have to farm our children off for someone else who wants to earn money taking care of our children. Now, what if Mary, in the Bible, had had daycare center for her children, for her son, Jesus, and her other children? What would it have been like? I don't know. I'm reading in Luke, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. That's the things that she knew about her baby Jesus, who came to her with the announcement of, by an angel, and who was conceived in her by the Holy Ghost. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. So there's another reason not to have abortion, because Jesus was already had a name before he was conceived. John the Baptist was already John the Baptist in the womb of his mother Elizabeth. And others in Scripture, Isaac was already a boy being told to Sarah, this old woman, great-grandmother age, and she conceived, she had strength by faith to have this child. And so, anyway, I'm getting off the subject. I want to talk about the subject. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. My husband often points out that in the King James Bible, it says her purification. That's the Bible version that we use. But the new versions, most of the new versions, leave out the word her. And so that's really bad, because she had to be purified, and not the baby or not the father. So I want to turn over the book here to another place when Jesus grew up. The child grew in verse 40 of chapter 2 of Luke. And the child grew, that was Jesus, and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. What a wonderful child he must have been. How could he be so wonderful when he didn't have daycare? But he was a very special child because he was Jesus. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he, Jesus, was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolks and acquaintance. We were told when we were in the Holy Land, in Israel, that when a boy was under 12, he stayed with his mother. When he was over 12, he stayed with his father. And so this was a period of life where, I guess, when they didn't get the rules straight, the mother and father. And so the mother thought Jesus was with Joseph, and Joseph thought Jesus was with Mary. And when they found him not, he wasn't there among their relatives or anybody. And when they found him not, they turned back to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass after 3 days they found him in the temple. They looked and looked for him for 3 days. Perhaps they had journeyed out a day or so and had to come back and look for him. And there he was in the temple in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. 12 years old, a very wise child. And more than that, he was the Son of God in human flesh. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. They were so disturbed they couldn't find him. Have you ever lost your child? Have you ever not known where one of your children would be? And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? This is what Jesus said, wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? Jesus knew what his business was. It was to do God's will. And to talk about the scriptures, talk about prophecy, talk about the words of God. And they understood not. Even Mary, who knew the angel had come, and even Joseph, who had a dream, and the dream had said, don't be afraid to take Mary to be thy wife. And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them, wist I not that I should be about my father's business. And he went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. And he obeyed them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. That's the point I wanted you to see. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. How can a child increase in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man without going to daycare. I'm against daycare. I really am. I didn't know how much I was against daycare until our town wanted to open another one. And they said, daycare, it will be good. This daycare will be good for Collinswood. How? How will it be good for Collinswood? But I asked the girl that's going to start, woman that's going to start this daycare, are you going to teach them about Jesus and about the Bible? No. And the man who was moderating that meal, I mean, not that meal, that meeting, that man said this was irrelevant. It didn't have anything to do with daycare. This daycare is going to be in a church building. And I should think the church that was renting out this care would want the children to know about Jesus and about the Bible. And the people in the audience that were for this daycare moaned when I asked, are you going to teach them about the Bible? Are you going to teach about Jesus? They won't miss me, said the mother as she repeatedly left her children for rounds of teas and parties. The devil did not miss the children either. They won't miss me, said the church member as he omitted first one Sunday and then another for trivial reasons and then wondered why no longer did he enjoy a victorious Christian life. They won't miss me, said the Christian worker as he shed his responsibilities in the day of crisis and then wondered why his country gave way to softness and demoralization. They won't miss me. They won't miss me. My children won't miss me for just a few minutes. Oh, yes, they will miss you. But it will be too late before they realize it. They don't know any other life than waking up early and being pulled out of their beds and taken into a daycare center so mommy can go work, so mommy can have better clothes, so mommy can have a better car. Revive our homes, O Lord, according to thy word. The hour is late. The need is great. Revive our homes, dear Lord. Revive us in our prayer. Our hearts are filled with care. We need your touch so very much. Revive our homes, dear Lord. Revive our love, we pray. Renew us every day. Oh, give our heart a brand new start. Revive our homes, dear Lord. We yield our homes to thee, O God. Withhold from us thy chastening rod. Fill us with thyself again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Revive our homes again, O Lord. Remember this, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod shall drive it far him. Remember, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shall deliver his soul from hell. Take care of your child. God knows how to raise a child. He's given his instruction in his books. Look in the Bible and find out how to raise that boy and girl today.
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waits, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collinswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforthetoday.org. Your organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
I'm under God's care, are you?